Welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is from Matthew chapter 14, and we're going to read verses 13 to 21.
When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. As evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children.
The phrase we're looking at today is in verse 20. They all ate and were satisfied. For the thousands of men, women and children who'd gathered on the hillside, this was a meal that they would never forget. This was no illusion or trick, no figment of their imagination. You can't eat what is not there. Not only had they all eaten, but they were all satisfied with plenty of leftovers. They discovered that Jesus looks after the body as well as the soul. The same is true today. Living in obedience to Jesus means that our physical, emotional, and spiritual needs will be met, even during difficult times. And Jesus is generous. The Greek word for satisfied speaks of abundance. What Jesus gives us will be more than enough for our own needs, so that we can offer help to others. Through us, Christ can meet the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of a broken world. So don't let the blessing of God stop with you. Pass it on today. A prayer. Lord God, thank you for all that I enjoy in being your child, for the physical, emotional, and spiritual food that you give me. Help me to share all that I have from you with other people, so that they too can know you, the giver of life. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.